Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking the UN, Bill Cosby, Twitter's new rules, and M&Ms. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, September 26th. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Trump will chair a UN Security Council meeting for the first time. The Security Council has 15 member countries and is considered the United Nations' most exclusive body. USA Today reports the UN Security Council meetings are usually pretty scripted, but all eyes are on President Trump today to see if he sticks to a script, because, of course, he's known not to. Yesterday, he spoke to the UN General Assembly. He mentioned several topics. He criticized Iran and promised more sanctions, even with Iran's president right there in the crowd. He seemed hopeful about dealing with North Korea's nuclear threat, and said America will choose independence over globalism. But then there was a moment that is getting a lot of buzz. President Trump said he's accomplished more than, quote, almost any administration in the history of our country. Well, that seemed to prompt some murmurs and laughter from the crowd. Trump stopped to say he didn't expect that reaction, but, quote, that's okay. Privacy is the big issue today on Capitol Hill. Wired reports executives from Amazon, Apple, AT&T, Charter Communications, Google, and Twitter will all be in Washington testifying and answering lawmakers' questions. Yes, there have been many hearings like this before, but some experts say government regulation of tech could become even more of a reality now. Some consumer privacy groups are saying they should be more involved in this whole process. To be continued. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today. The New York Times reports the current rate is still low enough to give a little stimulus to the economy, but that could change and become more neutral since things are looking pretty good. The economy is growing and the unemployment rate is low. The idea for raising the interest rates? Keep inflation in check. Of course, higher interest rates are good for savers who will earn more interest on the money in the bank, but it's not as great for borrowers. It means more expensive loans. CNBC says the Fed is also expected to give its new economic outlook today. Some more to come. President Trump is doubling down on his support for the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And Republicans in the Senate have set a time now to vote on whether to make him the next Supreme Court justice. That vote is now set for this Friday morning. Of course, that's soon after the public hearing set for tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, when both Kavanaugh and the woman who says he sexually assaulted her when they were in high school will testify in front of lawmakers and the world. There's still a lot of back and forth about the best way to handle all of this and whether or not there should be an FBI investigation into the claims before a vote. For now, there's not. A second woman also says Kavanaugh exposed himself to her while they were in college. Kavanaugh says both claims are false and he just wants a fair process. There will be a lot more happening tomorrow and Friday. Bill Cosby was taken out of the courtroom in handcuffs. Reuters reports a judge sentenced him to 3 to 10 years in state prison before he's then eligible for supervised release. He's also now considered a sexually violent predator. The judge said no bail allowed while his lawyers appeal this. Variety reports Cosby, who is now 81 years old, did not show any reaction to the sentencing. He was found guilty of sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004, but dozens of other women have also said he drugged and assaulted them. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. The drive-in restaurant Sonic is about to have a new owner. The private equity firm that owns Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings is acquiring the fast food chain. CNBC reports Sonic shareholders will get $43.50 per share, and then the company will be taken private. And another deal is in the works. In the fashion industry, Michael Kors will reportedly buy Versace and have it focus more on accessories. Business Insider says Michael Kors also plans to change its name to Capri Holdings. Okay, a quick break now to thank our sponsor today, Swap.com. Swap.com is the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. So whether you'd like to find the latest fashions or just pick up some goods for your Halloween costume, no need to go searching through racks at resale shops. Instead, check out Swap.com and find what you need with convenience. It's how I like to order online and without having to sit in traffic or stand in lines. You can save up to 90% off retail price on women's, men's, athletic, and kids' clothing, and even toys. Plus, you'll find your favorite brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. Swap.com sells gently used, quality, hand-inspected items and adds new items to the collection daily. And if something doesn't fit, there are hassle-free returns within 30 days. Get 35% off select items for your first order on Swap.com by using the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Again, go to Swap.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Plus, you'll also be able to check out new deals every day listed on Swap.com's homepage. Now, back to the news. Yesterday may have been National Voter Registration Day, but the efforts to get young adults out to the polls are not over yet. Exhibit A. Snapchat just released an election filter, and Mashable reports it's even putting a register to vote link right in users' profile pages. And the dating app Tinder is another example. It's partnering with the nonprofit Rock the Vote for a swipe to vote campaign. TechCrunch says Tinder users may see fun facts about voting in the app right up to Election Day in November. Tinder cites government stats showing less than half of 18 to 29-year-olds turned out to vote in the 2016 election. Expect some changes coming to Google. Google turns 20 years old this month, and its basic homepage and search results have not changed that much until now. The Verge reports Google plans to give you more of a personalized feed and one that's more visual. And in the coming months, expect to see more stories in search results. Basically, those vertical videos created by media partners who signed on to do this. Google Images is also getting an upgrade and will have stories within them. Mashable says it's all looking a bit more like social media, even though technically it's not. For the first time, Twitter wants to know what you think about its new rules before it actually puts the rules in place. Twitter says it's drafted a new policy that does not allow what it calls dehumanizing language, language that refers to someone as less than human, that may then lead to violence. Twitter wants to foster healthier conversations on the platform, but wants to know what you think first. So, is this the way? There's a survey you can take to help shape the Twitter rules. It'll be there to fill out until October 9th, and I'll be putting a link to that survey in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. It's the classic M&M no more. There's a new hazelnut spread M&M's, and BuzzFeed reports it's basically M&M's plus Nutella. But sorry, it won't be available until April of next year. Also, Mars announced there's a new M&M chocolate bar coming soon with 5 different M&M flavors. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about, just head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.